So we have a situation here in the first reading, the exiles in Babylon in captivity, the vessels that were taken from the temple, taken out by the king in order to be used to as drinking vessels for them to continue to get drunk on wine. And in their drunkenness, they praise the gods of gold and silver and bronze, stone, iron, wood. And a hand appears. It's interesting. I don't know how hard a hand has to press into plaster in order for words to be written, or if the hand was burning and just burned into the plaster, the words. But it was basically God's judgment upon him. The reality is that they had chosen not to praise the God of Abraham or Isaac or Jacob, not even the God that Nebuchadnezzar, his father, had acknowledged when Daniel was able to interpret dreams and things for him. Nebuchadnezzar even blessed the God of Daniel and praised him. But his son did not. And in fact, chose to be in communion with idols, false gods, gods made of gold and silver and bronze and stone and iron and wood. The problem is there's no life in them. There is no life in them. Forget where Daniel says, what you did, that these things that you praised, neither see nor hear nor have intelligence. But the God in whose hand is your life breath and whole course of your life, you did not glorify. So you will become as the gods that you worship are. They are dead, so you will be one with them. In the gospel text, we see the invitation ultimately that we have a choosing that has to be made always, choosing Jesus over persecution, choosing Jesus over comforts, choosing Jesus over things that we would cling to in life, supposedly to possess life. But it makes it very clear, you must cling to me. And in those times of trial that will come because of our clinging to him, he says, don't worry, I will be with you. In fact, you don't even have to worry about your defense, because I have given you my spirit, my advocate, who will make your responses in defense so amazing that you will silence all of your accusers. He doesn't say, suck it up, do it yourself, and when they kill you, then I will be there to raise you up. He says that in being faithful to me, I will be faithful to you. And not a hair of your head will be destroyed. There are many martyrs. Doesn't promise that they will not try and take lives. But every martyr's death ends in life. So, what do we enter into communion with, my brothers and sisters? What do we idolize? What do we try and draw our life from? Everything of creation possesses life only because of God. So it's so beautiful, the responsorial psalm today, taken from the book of Daniel,
in
which we list all of these things that people worship as gods in this time, the sun, the moon, the stars of heaven, the storms, the winds, the fire, the heat, the cold, the chill, all of these things, because of their power, because of their strength, people worship them. But these are all creatures of God, all creations of His. Daniel invites us to give glory and eternal praise to the Lord. So, to purify our life, to know our identity only in Him, to cling to Him above all things, is the means to save our life, to secure our life and our faithfulness to Him. For He is always faithful to us. Amen.